One of the real features is the Group 2 Dane Hill Stakes. They're all due to run up the straight. And what's the market doing here, Nick?
Punters very much in the corner of Jukebox and Catchy. Those two have accounted for about 80% of money between them. Going down the field, Summer Passage 12, Jukebox 460 in from 550, Azazel 23, Taking Aim a $23 chance. Then we have Overshare 17, Catchy 390 into 350, Alpassum 61, Plutocracy 19, Esperance 550 out from 390, Limestone 12, Booker 550.
And pace here, Warren, in the Dane Hill, you'd expect Overshare might again take up the running as it did at Moonee Valley.
Yeah, and the New Zealand visitor, Summer Passage, is a bit of a free spirit, a running type. I'd be surprised if Alpassum is not that far away. Esperance was over-raced and got through on the speed. In a recent jump out, they tried to get him back. So I think from an inside draw, they'd try and get Esperance to settle just behind the speed. So I thought Summer Passage and Overshare in particular would go forward. I didn't think Alpassum would be that far away, and Esperance might just try and tuck in behind.
He is an interesting runner, Summer Passage, isn't he? He ran in that same trial as Bonneville in New Zealand. They finished almost level, didn't they, and wasn't stressed.
Nah, and he's raced well in Sydney, and he's also raced well in the Melbourne direction in New Zealand. So he's a real quality horse. But I'm with Catchy. I think there'll be enough speed for her to be able to get cover just behind them. She hasn't raced down the straight, but she's jumped out well down the straight, and I don't think she lost anything with her performance first up. She was the dominant filly, arguably the dominant two-year-old in Victoria during the two-year-old season, and gee, I thought she's come back well, fitter for that first up run, and I think the race sets up well enough for a six Catchy. I think Booker was terrific. That's the Merchant Navy form line, and gee, I thought she worked hard and ran very well first up, and she can be somewhere near the speed also, and probably doesn't have to work too hard, but might get a nice run just behind the speed. I'm including Summer Passage because I think he's a quality horse, and he comes through that trial in New Zealand, as you mentioned, Greg, and just every run to date's been terrific, and he's a good, tough horse with a really good racing style, and Jukebox is unbeaten to date. I think this is his toughest test, but he was good winning first up. 6-11, 1-2.
6-11, 1-2. Don't we have some really good three-year-olds at the moment, Matt? Merchant Navy the other week, and Royal Symphony, whom we're going to see, and all these horses with unbeaten runs, Jukebox.
Yeah. And then you get a medium-sized stable with, you know, a rare chance on the big stage this spring in Alton Zara with Booker too. And, you know, the depth is everywhere. And even well-known stables like these guys are just little pinch hitters this spring, aren't they, with such depth. I know I exaggerate it sometimes, but up the straight, I know that they'll probably come up the middle and it won't be that big a disadvantage, but I just went off Esperance and Jukebox because they were drawn 1 and 2, and I always like it when the wave comes a bit wider. So I'm going with Booker just to get that sort of sit on the ones drawn further in and pounce on them. I thought she was terrific at Caulfield. She's a straight winner. She's a bit of a star. I know that Simon Zara's, you know, thinking that she can certainly measure right up to this grade and be really, really competitive. She's going to race on speed and give a good kick, and gee, she's going to be hard to beat, Booker here, I reckon. Catchy's going to come with a really lovely run down the middle of the track as well, and we all know how good she is. I probably would have elevated Jukebox and Esperance, but it's just my chronic phobia against horses drawn in up the straight that's just knocked them down the list a bit. So I'm going with Booker 11 to beat 6 Catchy, 2 Jukebox and 9 Esperance.
11-6-2-9. Do you have that similar concern about the straight and some of the favourites drawn in there, Dean?
Yeah, a little bit, Greg. Certainly, it's never, I don't think, ideal. But overall, I just think in Melbourne, the fillies have got the superior form references, and Catchy's the best of the fillies. So I'm very confident that she'll win today. Second up, she ran well first up to beat Booker, who's a terrific filly as well. Her run was so brave first up, working from a fair way out, and thought she got the wanders a bit around the home turn. She's proven down the straight. Limestone, likewise, was one down the straight and did enough first up. I think she'll run well, and I think the best of the males might be the progressive Esperance, who thought won very well first up, and then that messy race at Sandown where there was interference. It might have been a little bit of a flat run. He's trialled well since then, but on with the fillies. 6, 11, 10 and 9.
6, 11, 10 and 9 for Dean in the fifth, and I'm going to go with the Jukebox to overcome that issue of the inside if it does tend to be an issue. And as Kieran Maher pointed out this morning, that's for Craig Williams to work out, and he's one of the best track walkers, and I'm sure he'll find the right ground for the Schnitzel Colt, and I think he'll make it 4 out of 4. So I'm 2 Jukebox, Catchy, terrific first up run, and David speaking this morning that she has really come on from that. I've put in Summer Passage, this Kiwi, who He's very adaptable, as Warren has pointed out, and he's trialled up very well in New Zealand. I think he'll run a cracking race fresh up, and Booker, a top filly who did work into the breeze. It was a pretty tough run in the McNeil, beaten by Merchant Navy. So two on top to beat 6, 1 and 11 for me in the fifth.